Detective Jack O'Rourke had just arrived at his apartment in Hell's Kitchen when his cell phone went off. His ex-wife had downloaded the theme from Dragnet in happier times, and he had never bothered to change it. It was the Fifth Precinct calling, which could only mean one thing, a dead body. It was 11 o'clock, and it had been a very long day. They had fished a body out of the Hudson that afternoon, and he'd caught the case. Jack had been working homicide for the past 6 years, transferring over from Vice. He really loved the job, except when, after a grueling day, he caught another case just as he was about to grab a beer from his fridge and catch a soccer game on TV. O'Rourke was a big man with not an ounce of fat on his well-toned body. He was what was known as a black Irishman, with his slightly wavy black hair and startling blue eyes. When he smiled, which wasn't too often on the job, women fainted and men groaned with envy. His mouth was perfect, sensual with a full lower lip with a slightly more narrow upper lip, and if that wasn't enough, a sexy cleft in his chin completed the package. His eyes lit up with genuine humor, the drier the better, and when he laughed, the people in a room stopped to bask in it. He'd been married once, a few years back, but, as was frequently the case, the job had destroyed the relationship through neglect and not enough time spent with his wife. When he was on a big case, he hadn't even bothered to come home, sleeping at the precinct. And she was always afraid for him, afraid that one day he wouldn't ever come home. She was terrified that someday a junkie would kill him. She had left him for a safe 9-to-5 accountant. Sighing, he pushed the button to answer, and, a man of few words, said, "O'Rourke." He listened for a few seconds and replied, "I'm on my way. Text me the address." O'Rourke did a U-turn and relocked his front door. Down on the street, he unlocked his police-issued dark gray four-door sedan. He hit the lights and headed downtown. 15 minutes later, O'Rourke double-parked on the quiet residential street. This late at night, traffic had been blissfully light. Crime tape was visible at the top of the steps leading into the building where a patrol cop stood guard. A small cluster of neighbors stood silently on the sidewalk. O'Rourke exited his car and ran up the steps.
"What do we got?"
"Second floor, female, Lieutenant. Neighbor called it in."
The cop referred to his notepad.
"At 10:45.
"You the first to respond?" O'Rourke asked.
"Yes, sir. Me and my partner. She's upstairs with a DB.
"Where's the neighbor who called?"
"She's in her own apartment, first floor. We told her to sit tight, that you'd want to talk to her later."
"Thanks. I'll probably ask you to help us canvas, but first let me see what we got upstairs."
"Yes, sir."
O'Rourke bounded down a short hallway and up the stairs. As he reached the second floor and turned on the landing, he saw an open door and another officer standing just outside. O'Rourke flashed the cop his gold shield.
"LT, good evening," she said to him. "Where is she?"
"In the dining area, just off the living room. Female, late 20s, blonde, 2 stab wounds that we could see. We responded to a 10:42. We knocked, got no response. When we tried the handle, we found the door unlocked. As soon as we saw her, we backed out and called it in, sir."
"Good. Stand by while I take a look. Has the ME been called?"
"Yes, I called in at 11:44 requesting an ME."
"Crime scene?"
"Yes, sir, and the crime scene, folks."
O'Rourke pushed the door open with his elbow, and taking latex gloves from his suit pocket, he put them on. He noticed right away that there was no damage on the door frame, which would have told him that someone had forced entry into the apartment.
Okay, she knew the person and let them in, or they gained entry somewhere else.
As he walked carefully into the living room, he noticed a small desk in a corner with a stack of mail on it. Turning left, he saw the body immediately. It was lying next to a dining room table in a pool of bright blood. The smell was always the same at the scene of a violent death.